This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, March 30th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs police are searching for a suspect after shots were fired in a lounge parking lot. Just after midnight on Saturday, the Colorado Springs Police Department were called to the Lux DeCary Lounge in the 2900 block of Galley Road on reports of a shooting in the parking lot there. CSPD says two people with gunshot wounds arrived at a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say no suspect has been arrested at this time, but their investigation into the incident is ongoing. The new Sunset Amphitheater is adding another act to its summertime lineup. Jim Gaffigan is scheduled to perform on September 13th. One Republic will kick things off with a grand opening on August 9th, and they will play for three straight nights. Other acts include Lauren Daigle, Pentatonix, Bare Naked Ladies, The Beach Boys, and so much more. Ticket information is available online. Urban Egg in downtown Colorado Springs reopens on Easter Sunday. The restaurant on Tejon Street has been closed since December for renovations. The founder says customers will notice a modern twist to the historic 1911 Dern building. Urban Egg has been named one of the top 12 restaurants in the city. South Metro Fire Rescue and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene of an overturned diesel fuel tanker on I-25 in Douglas County early Saturday morning. Southbound I-25 has been closed at Castle Pines Parkway while crews work to clean up that scene. According to a post on South Metro Fire Rescue's X account, formerly known as Twitter, one person was transported to the hospital with unknown injuries. Just after 7 a.m. this morning, a heavy wrecker and Newell fuel tanker arrived on scene to assist in clearing that roadway. Hazmat crews are expected to arrive to drill and examine the damaged tanker. Just before 8 a.m., South Metro Fire Rescue announced on their X page that southbound I-25 is now open, but traffic is still reduced to one lane. The eclipse crossing skies on April 8th is quickly approaching. In Colorado Springs, the moon will cover about 67% of the sun. The peak will be around 12:40 p.m., and forecasters are calling for partly clear skies on that day. Crews are putting an end to some road work this weekend here in El Paso County. Meridian Road north of Falcon is expected to reopen to traffic. Crews have been widening that area between Rex Road and Antler Ridge Drive. It's expected to reopen this weekend, just in time for kids who are out on spring break to return to school on Monday. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. For the rest of this evening in southeast Colorado, it's going to be fair with mostly clear skies, kind of windy out there. And because of the low humidities, red flag fire danger is going to go up into effect on Sunday. Mostly clear tonight, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, windy, warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Monday through Wednesday, much cooler. Got a storm coming in from the northeast. That brings our temperatures into the low 40s with a rain-snow mix. Thursday through Friday, it'll be back to temperatures in the 60s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.